Jackie Trent and one of my favourites of all time, Where Are They Now? 8:10 is the time. Right, tongue twisters I said we were going to have between now and 9 o'clock. Indeed we are. And I've got a book in front of me, and it's the Beaver Book of Tongue Twisters. And, well, have a listen to this, and we're going to have some fun between now and 9 o'clock. I tell you, it'll make you choke on your cornflakes, this will. Honestly, it will. To make the most of this book, you're going to need three things, and indeed, to make the most of the hour, you're going to need three things. Maybe not today, we'll do it for fun today, but maybe tomorrow. You see, you'll need a stopwatch, because we're going to time you to see how many times you can do it in a minute, a dictionary, and, of course, a tongue. The tongue is the most important bit, of course, because this book contains the largest collection of tongue twisters ever published. And to enjoy them to the full, you've got to get your tongue around them. Not just once, but several times. Many of them won't seem at all difficult as you read them out loud and slowly just once. Try reading them much more quickly, and 10 times in succession, and then watch what happens. There are tongue twisters of all sorts, long ones and short ones. And curiously, the short ones are often more difficult than the long ones. Old ones and brand new ones. Tongue twisters in verse and tongue twisters that tell a story. Tongue twisting songs from the Gilbert and Sullivan operas and tongue twisting nonsense from Anne O'Connor. The tongue twister champion of Bletchley. The one star twisters are those we reckon you'll find easiest. The 5-star twisters we think the most difficult. The poetic twisters at the back of this book are simply in a class of their own. You'll need a dictionary because some of the words in a few of the twisters are as difficult to understand as they are to say. Looking at some of them earlier on, I'm not surprised as well. But if you can't find all the words in the dictionary, then don't worry. Many of them aren't there. Some of the twisters sound like nonsense, and indeed they are nonsense. It makes sense. The world of the tongue twister can be a very silly place. The stopwatch you'll need if you're going to play the tongue twister game. The aim of the game is to take a twister and repeat it as many times as you can in 60 seconds, without fumbling, faltering, or falling on the floor in a fit. If you're on your own, you can time yourself and try to improve your performance. If you have friends who like tongue twisters too, you can time one another and see which of you can manage to repeat the twister correctly and most often inside a minute. And now, if you're sitting comfortably and your tongue is hanging out, we can begin. Not quite yet. We've kind of going to give you a bit of time to get your tongue together and a stopwatch together and a dictionary. If you've got all those, then you're more than welcome to play the tongue twister game, which will be coming up after Johnny McAvoy. And curiously enough, the title of this one is called Don't Talk to Strangers.
Don't talk to strangers, don't let them tell you lies. They'll only say you're a fool to love me. Don't talk to strangers, don't let them tell you lies. They'll only say you're a fool. Well, I'm still in love with you, what more can I say? You don't need to ask if I do. So don't let them tell you, I really don't care. Just believe in the love I gave you. Don't talk to strangers, don't let them tell you lies. They'll only say you're a fool to love me. Tell you lies, they'll only say you're a fool. Believe me, I think of you wherever I go. Believe in my loving, that's all. Don't listen to stories, there's bound to be talk. So don't talk to the strangers who call. Don't talk to strangers, don't let them tell you lies. They'll only say you're a fool to love me. Don't talk to strangers, don't let them tell you lies. They'll only say you're a fool. Don't talk.
to strangers, don't let them tell you lies. They'll only say you're a fool to love me. Don't talk to strangers, don't let them tell you lies. They'll only say you're a fool.
Johnny McAvoy, and I was praying that record wouldn't end, because that one's called Don't Talk to Strangers. Now, the reason I was praying that that wouldn't end was it's time for the One Star Twisters, and the first tongue twister. Now, look, okay, I'm reading them out, or trying to. I'll read them out once, maybe I'll read them out twice, but if I make a mistake, don't laugh at me, because I'm only human, you see. And what I want you to do now is sit down by the radio. Maybe you're having your breakfast. Just sit there a moment. Or maybe you're in the car and you're stuck at traffic lights or wherever. Then just listen to this and try and say it out loud. If people look at you and say, what's he talking to himself for, saying the same two or three words over and over again? Well, just ignore them. Just concentrate on getting these tongue twisters right, okay? If you want to give me a ring, by the way, and maybe make a fool of yourself over the air, you're more than welcome to do that, because I reckon we're going to have some fun with these tongue twisters. So, if you're ready, we shall begin. The first tongue twister is very easy, really. Only two words in it. Only two words in the first tongue twister that we're going to try on you this morning. Greek grapes. Greek grapes is are the two words. Greek grapes are the two words. So, are you ready? That's a lubricating mouth. Get your tongue ready. Greek, as in Aristotle and Assis. Grapes, as in wine. Okay? Greek grapes. I can't do it at all. Well, I can't do it at all, but maybe you can. Greek grapes. Go on. Greek grapes. That's it. Greek grapes. That's a good one, that, isn't it? It's only two words. What chance have we got with the rest of them, eh? Greek grapes. 17 minutes past 8 is the time with the Commodores. Greek grapes.
You came to me when I was lonely and no one cared. You made me see that I was only just born again. I saw your face and something told me you were the one. You smiled at me and now I see my
grapes, Greek 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 grapes. I can say it just a little, not a lot. Greek grapes, Greek grapes, Greek grapes, Greek grapes, Greek grapes, Greek grapes. Something like it, isn't it? Greek grapes, that's what I meant to be saying. Greek as in Aristotle and Nassus, and grapes as in wine. Greek grapes, Greek grapes, Greek grapes, Greek grapes. Ooh, hurts your tongue, I can tell you. That's the first tongue twister, and that's one of the one-star twisters. And those are meant to be the easiest kind. I wonder if you're having problems with Greek grapes. Greek grapes, Greek grapes, Greek grapes, Greek grapes. you can do it eventually, I suppose, but it's one of those things where you should never really write a check that your math can't cash. Where are the bards then? And we'll be thinking about the tongue twisters through this one as well. Greek grapes, Greek grapes, Greek, Greek grapes.
Ah, 'tis well I remember the day that I was born. 'Twas on a cold and frosty winter's morn. The doctor said I was a pretty chap, and the nurse she threw me up upon her lap. Then she washed me all over, I remember, and after she pulled and puffed me, now you see. Then she laid me in the cradle by the fireside, in the little shirt my mother made for me. Then she washed me all over, I remember, and after she called me, called me, now you see. Then she laid me in the cradle by the fireside, in the little shirt my mother made for me. Well, the first day I got on me knicker box, sure I thought it a queer thing after wearing frocks. I looked a perfect picture, so they say, and they sent me out to roll and romp and play. But I didn't like the mix that I was wearing, so in the street I took them off, you see. And I started walking home right bright and airy, in the little shirt my mother made for me. I didn't like the mix that I was wearing, so in the street I took them off, you see. And I started walking home right bright and airy, in the little shirt my mother made for me. Now the first day I went on me holidays, out in the briny ocean I did gaze. I thought I should get in for a swim, you know, so out in the briny ocean I did go. All the girls on the beach at me were staring, and some were taking snapshots, now you see. It was a very good job for me that I was wearing the little shirt my mother made for me. All the girls on the beach at me were staring, and some were taking snapshots, now you see. It was a very good job for me that I was wearing the little shirt my mother made for me.
Put a button in that, you will.
And I bet you wonder where he went to. Yes, I was just trying to do these tongue twisters, and couldn't hear me record, and I wonder what had happened. Right, news headlines coming up in 5 minutes from now at 8:30, and at the moment we're trying to get our tongues around Greek grapes, Greek grapes. Yes, we're trying to say that, Greek grapes, Greek grapes, Greek grapes, Greek grapes. This one to be an easy one, that is, I think it's a very hard one. Another one of the one-star twister tongue twisters is this one. Deeply dreadful dreams. Deeply dreadful dreams. What do you think of that one, eh? Deeply dreadful dreams. 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 That one's not too bad, is it, really? You can do it a little, I suppose. Deeply dreadful dreams. Deeply dreadful... No, you can't. If you want to have a go, you're more than welcome. Deeply Dreadful Dreams is the second of our one-star twisters for this morning, this Wednesday morning, and gosh, I bet you wish we hadn't started, do you? I do. I do too, yes. Deeply Dreadful Dreams. 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 I suppose really the art of it is learning what you're actually trying to say before you say it. Learn and know what you're going to say, and then say it. Deeply Dreadful Dreams. 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 I'm quite good at that one, I suppose, really, and that's the first time I've just looked at it. If you want to have a go at our one-star twisters, and maybe you want to make a fool of yourself over the air, you can do so. Just give us a ring. 660 is the telephone number. All you can do is pop up to us here at 13 Dunbayne, on your way to work, or indeed on your way wherever, shopping into town or whatever. Pop up to us and have a go at these one-star tongue twisters. Deeply Dreadful Dreams. Deeply Dreadful Dreams. Deeply Dreadful Dreams. That one's not too bad, but the first one, Greek Grapes, that one gets me. Greek Grapes. Greek Grapes. Greek Grapes. Greek... I can never get it right, you know. I think I ought to lock myself away for a little while. We'll give the tongue twisters a little rest until about 20 to 9, then we'll have another burst of them, okay? Here's Ray Connor from the orchestra to take us towards the news headlines at 8:30. Ray Conniff and the orchestra, lovely instrumental piece of music there. That one was called Brazil, bringing the time now on Radio Carrick to 8:30 on this Wednesday, the 19th of August, 1981. Time for the news headlines at 8:30. ...177 Irish holidaymakers stranded in Miami are being flown home tonight by Aer Lingus at the request of the Minister for Transport, Mr. McCrooney. Aer Lingus say they are going to charge Cable Travel, the tour company involved, for the cost of the flight. The IUC are investigating the death of 9-year-old Jennifer Cardy, whose body was found in a lake yesterday, about 10 miles from her home at Ballinderry near County Antrim. She had been missing from home for a week. Police say they're treating this as a murder inquiry. The Iranian gunboat seized last Thursday on its way to Iran has been towed to a French naval base near Toulon. The 20 hijackers, supporters of the late Shah of Iran, had threatened to blow the vessel up near Marseille, but the French forced them out to sea. In Geneva today, ministers of the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries begin emergency talks to try to establish a new price system to cope with the world's excess of oil. Polish printing workers have taken over 11 of the country's printing works in a 48-hour protest over what they say is a government campaign against the independent trade union Solidarity. The strike has stopped production of government-controlled newspapers. Those are the headlines. Looking at the weather now, cloudy in the north and the west, with occasional outbreaks of rain, mainly dry elsewhere, with some bright spells. Those are the news headlines and the weather together here on Radio Carrick. More news and weather together in 29 minutes from now. That's at 9 o'clock.
DIY Centre on the Quay in Carrick Beg can now supply you with parquet flooring in teak or mahogany at only £6 per square yard. The ready-to-use Carlew septic tank can also be had from the DIY, as can mahogany, white-white and teak shelving. Everything for the home from top to bottom from the DIY. Divan beds in 3-foot, 4-foot and 4.5-foot widths, plus orthopaedic beds in 4.5-foot widths at £130. For the sitting room, 2- and 3-seater suites from £180. For the kitchen, single or double drainer sinks and wall cabinets. For the floors, Axminster carpets at 10% off and foam-backed in 3 qualities from £3.25 to £6.75 per square yard. Mahogany and Canadian front doors at unbeatable prices and teak and piranha pine sheeting also available ex stock. There's a wealth of bargains to be had from the DIY Centre on the Quay in Carrick Bay. At Mead's Chemist, New Street, Carrick, the number 7 range of cosmetics is greatly reduced. This then is your chance to get blushers, eyeshadows, powder compacts and refills at bargain prices. At Mead's Chemist, New Street, Laughter Perfume is reduced from £5.95 to £3.95, and there are other great offers in cosmetics. See for yourself. Call in today to Mead's Chemist, New Street, Carrick and Shore, for the best bargains around in cosmetics.
Started the whole world laughing. till I finally died, which started the whole world living. Oh, if I'd only seen, oh yeah, that the joke was on me.
That's lovely, isn't it? The Bee Gees, and it's called I Started a Joke. They must have written that one for me. 23 minutes to 9 o'clock. More news headlines coming up at 9 o'clock. We'll be having a look at another tongue twister, or indeed having a look at the two we've already had after the next record, which comes from Randy Crawford. That's coming up in a moment. And talking of jokes, then there was the joke about a country village which installed parking meters on the main street. Needless to say, before the meters were installed, motorists were prosecuted for causing an obstruction if they parked there. When the meters were erected, a stray dog walked up to one. He surveyed it for a minute or two, and then said to himself, "What a liberty! What a liberty! Hey, toilets! Gosh!" It's a dog's life, isn't it? Hey, toilets! Parking meters and dogs. We're having a look at a Greek grapes and the other one in a moment after Randy Crawford.
By my suitcase, trying to find a warm place to spend the night. Heavy rains are falling, seems I hear your voice calling. That it's raining all over the world. I feel that it's raining all over the world. Neon signs are flashing, taxi cabs and buses passing through here.